Well, Sligo Greenway, as many of your listeners will know, is it's a greenway from, or it's an old railway line between Killooney and Ballaghy, just there at the Sligo Mayo border there at Charlestown. So it's 35 and a half kilometres long, and the plan is for to develop a Sligo Greenway, which will be that length. It's an off-road public walking cycling trail linking Ballaghy and Charlestown on the Mayo border with Killooney, and it says we've been working on this for a long time. So it's great actually that the commencement of the EU tendering process for the Greenway project has actually started. So it's all progress, and it's good to see that it is moving ahead.
And as you said, the EU tendering process has begun on this project. So just tell us whereabouts in the line of the process of the project the tendering process is, for the importance of getting the Greenway up and running itself.
Yes, well, there's a lot of preparatory work that has to take place. The like natural impact statements, our investigations, I suppose, have taken place already. So there's an awful lot because TII has taken over Greenway projects. There's a slightly different system now than what used to be with the older Greenway projects. So I suppose the whole line has to be surveyed properly. There are old bridges that have to be surveyed, and there's reinforcement works that have to be carried out. So there's an awful lot of surveying that has to be done to get it ready actually to go to planning. So, and people might think, well, 35.5 kilometres isn't very long, but it is long when every single section of it has to be surveyed, to make sure that it's safe and it's ready for when the funding is drawn down, then that this process will get it ready for shovel ready to actually to put in and build the Greenway.
And the importance of the Greenway to the locality. We've all heard about a potential Greenway like this between Blaye and Charlestown and down as far as Clooney. How important is this going to be when the project is not only completed, but when the project is actually really getting started? As you said, there's more and more things coming on for it and the wheels are in motion. How important is that for the locality?
Well, it would be a game changer for the entire region because I know most people are familiar with the Waterford Greenway success story and the Limerick Greenways and the Kerry Greenways now. I don't think people actually realise how important it is to a region because in the first 6 months of the Limerick Greenway being opened, there were 500,000 visitors, and that was actually during one of the stages of lockdown as well, where people could, they could travel, but they couldn't travel very far. And they couldn't obviously travel abroad. So, all those people are willing to use the Greenway and to travel. I know myself, I've travelled from Sligo down to Waterford to try it out, and it's just such a pleasure to be able to use it. But Waterford is a long way for us to go down just to try out and use a Greenway. So, why can't we have one here? We have Irish Rail have given over the use of the line to the local authorities, which is absolutely fantastic. And we're also working actually on in conjunction with Leitrim County Council. We're looking at working on the SLNCR, which is the Sligo Leitrim and Northern Counties railway line. So what we're planning is for a network and a necklace of greenways to link up. So eventually, I'll be hoping in about 10 or 12 years that we would have an all Ireland, all island network of greenways. So you can actually cycle all around Ireland if you want to, off road safely for, and it's brilliant for families, for children, for the elderly, for everybody, that this facility is there. But it's not only for tourists, it's also for local people as well, who and students who want to cycle to school. And it's just another facility there. You see from the Waterford Greenway all the businesses that have started, all the bike shops, the bike hire shops, repair shops, coffee shops, hostels, B&Bs. It's the list is endless to the amount of small businesses that will benefit from this and startups. And also when you're bringing people into an area that traditionally, you know, hasn't seen an awful lot of investment over the years. It's, as I said, it's the real game changer. And I know that Fáilte Ireann over the years have done a lot of research in EU countries as to whether people from the continent would actually come and use greenways. And they have said in their thousands, they have said that if the infrastructure was there, that they would travel to Ireland, but to the northwest as well. So they could even fly into Knock Airport. You could hire your bike from Knock Airport, cycle down as far just as down as far as Charlestown, and you'll be able to get down through Charlestown, into Sligo, and even go across up as far as Enniskillen as well. So, and for the bang for your buck that you get, it's such a small amount of money. And you get such a huge return on it. So, it really is, it's a no-brainer for the government. And already that's why the government and the Department of Transport are so keen on investing in greenways, because they see the return almost immediately. So if you're investing money into something and this is an immediate return, it only makes sense. It's common sense. It creates jobs. It brings people into the area. It creates a healthier environment and a healthier community for everyone. So it's a win-win.
And finally, you spoke about the numbers of visitors in Limerick. You spoke about the businesses popping up around areas like Waterford. This is an exciting time. Getting the kickstart into this project is an exciting time, not only for the Northwest, but for the entirety of the West of Ireland as well.
Well, it is, because we have the Killarney Mountain Bike Trail there as well, and as you know, we have the Sligo Greenway is very close to so many historic places in Sligo as well. You're cycling right through them, and that's what visitors have said that they wanted as well. They want to experience the real, countryside and the real landscape of Ireland, and we have it there, and it's perfect. We have the mountains, you have the lakes, you have rivers. It's absolutely beautiful. I don't think there's anywhere nicer, in Ireland, to cycle through. And then, of course, you're very close to the Wild Atlantic Way. You have your golf courses, and you have your walks, and you have hiking trails, and you have surfing, and so it's not just people who would come to Sligo to cycle, and and to Mayo hopefully, and to Leitrim, and through Leitrim and up into Enniskillen. They're not just coming to cycle and then go again. What we would hope is that the place is attractive enough for them to stay, to bring their families, to stay, to cycle the Greenway, but also to stay in hotels and B&Bs, and to experience everything that we have.